We had the ice industry before the advent of manufactured ice. As soon as the weather got cold enough, the ice would be a couple of inches thick or even up to 6 inches thick. We had a lot of people who would work up in Mesquite Bay gathering ice. They'd ship to St. Louis. They had ice houses down there where they could store it in, and they had several big ice houses here that they stored ice in. Fill them up and cover it up with sawdust, have ice all summer. They cut it out of the bay for refrigeration. It was clear water, fresh water. There wasn't any pollution to it. Most of the ice boxes, there were some that were held 100 or 150 pounds. Not very many of them were outside of the grocery stores and the butcher shops. Their ice boxes maybe would hold more than 100 pounds at a time, but almost all the residents, 50 pounds would be about the limit that you could get in your ice box beside what you already had in it. Maybe at least some there hadn't been melted out, but they had these ice wagons go up and down the alley every day. If you had a car that had 25, 50, 75, 100 pound numbers on it with different colors, and put that in your window next to showed up to the alley. If you wanted 25 pounds, well, you put the 25 pound side up, and the ice man would come, probably 15 cents for 25 pounds or something like that.